This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a fun night last night at Funky Buddha. Luka Doncic put on a little bit of a show for the LA Lakers. Panthers won. You had the under last night? You had Panthers under 5.5?
Hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head.
Yes.
How about Luka? Anybody watch that game? So we left Funky Buddha. I think the Lakers game was already on by the time I got home.
I got home with 1 minute left in the third quarter, and I watched the rest of it. And yeah, Luka can play.
he had triple double, right?
Yep, he did.
Man, that was
the eighth triple double of a player that left his former team in the first meeting or something. They kept putting on ESPN today.
I mean, they set him up to succeed last night.
The Mavs were playing though now.
Oh yeah,
they had a lead in the fourth. It was like 98-97 in the fourth. The Mavs were playing.
What I'm looking for the box score right now because I didn't even pay attention to it last night. What did Jimmy Butler do? What did Golden State do last night? Anybody know?
Nah, I'll double check now. I didn't even look at the NBA scores from
last
night.
I'm looking right. Whoa, they crushed the Hornets. But remember, they were 17.5 point favorites. They won by like 40.
Hmm.
Jimmy Butler, let's see here.
I think
six
I got to
get points.
Bum.
Six points, 3 of 8 shooting.
I got to get away from this. You know, double digit deficits in the NBA are too high. I think I need to lean away from that because people are beating the hell out of each other.
You get to this time of year, there are some teams that are absolutely putrid.
Yeah.
The Hornets being one of them. Golden State won last night 128-92.
It's the same thing in college. I said 23 points is too big for Duke UM, and then they beat them by 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. I need to let all that go. I need to go with the trends.
It was a column Dave Hyde wrote today in the Sun Sentinel. I know he was on with Joe Rose this morning, but Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel why the Dolphins should trade Tyreek Hill. And he writes, looming and complicated, I won't read you the whole thing, but looming and complicated, the Miami Dolphins face a decision on Tyreek Hill. Trade him this winter or say goodbye to him next winter. The third option, the one where they can redo his contract again at age 32, where they spread out the $51 million salary cap number he has in 2026 over a few more years, is hard to see on the table of a good organization, isn't it? That's part of why when Hill said he wanted out of town in these emotional moments after he quit on the team in the final game, I wrote, there's a bus leaving town every hour. Put him on one this offseason. And Dave Hyde writes emphatically, it's time. It doesn't matter if he'll walk back those words a few weeks later. the mystery being it took him a few weeks to say that. The Dolphins just signed him to an unnecessary three-year, $90 million makeover. What matters now is general manager Chris Greer should be doing the subtle work of finding a market for Hill at the NFL Combine. There's no need to openly shop him, but give the thought a nudge when Washington broadcasts it wants a speedy veteran receiver to pair with Jalen Daniels. Could they get a second-round pick for him and structure it for after June 1st when the Dolphins save $13 million off this year's salary cap? And he goes on and on to write it, but I do think, again, I've made the correlation before of Tyreek Hill and Jimmy Butler, that there are some, not just some, there are a lot of similarities as to what's going on there. Dave Hyde comes out and writes it today. Trade him. Because if you don't trade him, he's going next summer. So I'm kind of with what Dave says, which is, again, you're making a choice. I think you said it last week or the week before, Crowder. You have too much money tied up in receivers. Mm-hmm. You can't have two receivers making however much Jalen and Tyreek are making. So if you can get something for Tyreek, he said he wanted out and walked it back, but he said he wanted out. If you can get something for him, save that kind of money, I don't know. Maybe you don't do yourself that much damage.
It's what the Patriots do. Like, what's the saying? I think one of y'all say it all the time. Get rid of them too early, then too late. And I think we're there with Tyreek. Get rid of him before the downfall. He's 32. He's a speed guy. You don't get faster as you get older. You don't get quicker as you get older. You get slower. And he still has a market. He's still a 1,000-yard receiver. Go out there. The experiment, and I can't even say it didn't work, because Tua had all-pro years. He had all-pro years. The team wasn't built to win. But I do believe that you go and you find something to get out of the Tyreek contract, because you probably shouldn't have restructured and gave him money already. Just other guys like Micah Parsons with Dallas. I don't think you get rid of Micah Parsons. He's 25 and he's one of the best defensive players in the league. What's the boy? Myles Garrett from the Browns. He's like 28, 29. You don't just let him
go.
That's
all he is.
Yeah, Myles Garrett's not. I know he's not 30. I think he's in his high 20s.
Oh, I thought he was in his mid-30s.
But like Tyreek, 32, wide receiver, speedster, get something from him, because if not, you're going to be Jimmy. Do we want to get back Davion Smith and Kyle Anderson and a conditional 14th-round guy for Tyreek? I have no problem with Dave Hyde's article.
There's a lot of Dolphins talk, a lot of NFL talk, obviously, because the combine is going on. So everyone is there, and this is when things can happen. There was some interesting Dolphins news. The Dolphins were great. You know, the NFLPA does a report card, and it's based on, the treatment of the players and the facilities and the dining room and all that stuff. And the Miami Dolphins were the only team that graded A or A-plus in all categories on the NFLPA report card. A in treatment of families, mm-hmm. A-plus food dining area, A-plus mm-hmm. nutritionist dietitian, A-plus locker room, A training room, A training staff, A-plus weight room, A-plus strength coaches, A-plus team travel, A-plus head coach, A-plus ownership.
The last one is the most important one, because Stephen Ross is the reason that all of those A-pluses are there.
But well, what I think he does, it shows you that he wants to win. You know,
he does.
You can go, I know what people are going to say. Oh, A-plus, how about you get double-digit wins? You know what I mean? Like, I get
it. How about you win a playoff game?
But I do think there's a bigger story. When you see A pluses and A's in all those categories, you know you have an owner who wants to win, who's not afraid to put money into the team and the facility.
Huh, and he's going to do it. I was just at the stadium a couple of days ago. They're getting ready for the tennis, the Miami Open. It's beautiful over there. He is putting every dime and all the efforts into it. If Nick Sirianni and Roseman – That's the GM of the Eagles. If they were here, would the Dolphins have won a Super Bowl already with Stephen Ross as the owner? That's
don't
what
ask Solana because he's going to say multiple.
You talking about the big three. If it's Roseman Sirianni who just won the Super Bowl with an owner like Stephen Ross, I think they've won a playoff game before now. I think, what was it, 99 the last time?
Stephen Ross, Greer, and McDaniel over Stephen Ross, Sirianni, and Roseman.
Sure.
That's your decision?
Nah, those grades are really good, man. Seriously. Those are awesome. What's your record against playoff teams?
I'd like to do it for our radio station. I would like to do grades for our radio station. Hmm. Treatment of families. We'll start there.
I don't think we're allowed to bring our family. Are we allowed to bring our family to the station?
I don't even know.
Hey, Chaz, sit in the downstairs. Go sit in the food hall.
I was at the studios today. I was there earlier today on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. This is delightful. So I'm at the studios today. Maybe you could explain this to me, Solana. I was looking at the vending machines. Hadn't looked at them in a while. You got the Doritos, you know, buck and a half. Snickers bar, buck and a half. Plantain chips, maybe $1.75. They've added Gushers to the vending machine. Now, I don't know how that's in an adult workplace vending machine, but God bless you. I guess all you kids are now getting older, so it makes sense. You know, like I'm assuming that was a big treat when you were in middle school, Crowder, Solana, like Gushers.
Gushers are delicious.
Yeah.
They're in the vending machine. $3.50.
Not the baby bag.
Baby bag. $3.50.
No, it's not the baby bag, Crowder, but this also isn't, you know, like it's just like a snack size Gushers. It's not
there's
the one.
There's got to be 6 Gushers in there.
I can't go 50 cent a Gusher.
I mean, Gushers. Jimmy's finally paying attention. Jimmy. $3.50, it's the most expensive thing in the vending machine.
Gushers.
So what am I missing there?
I don't know. But they have big bags of Gushers, though. Like, I'm talking about 30, 40 Gushers in that bag, the gas station Gusher.
No.
There's a mid-sized Gusher?
This is little. It is not even mid-size. Look at my Instagram. You'll see it's a tiny little bag. I'm telling you, there's 5 or 6 Gushers in there.
Nah, there's probably like 12. 12 Gushers.
Stop it. I'll give you the $3.50. Go buy one. We'll open it on the air. If there's over double-digit Gushers in there, name your prize.
What color is the Instagram tag? Orange?
Okay.
No one knows what that means.
The little bubble, the iPhone bubble.
Yeah. Check the iPhone bubble and then get your Instagram tag. You're very close to seeing it. What's he talking about?
I love how he does this, though. But like, Crowder, you have the most active Instagram out of all of us.
I do not. I have a very active team.
What is he talking about? The bubble. The iPhone bubble. What is he
talking
about?
Is it on your story?
Yeah, it's there. It's on MySpace. Okay. Anywho. Josh Appel is going to join us today. I want to ask him some Dolphins questions. He was with us last night at Funky Buddha. Speaking of Funky Buddha, Ryan, the owner, will join us today. He delighted me yesterday. Delighted me. He put Hawk Joe's on the menu.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to try to talk him into today to keeping it as a permanent menu item or at least giving it a month. But he kind of defers all this stuff to Chef.
Yeah.
Like, Chef is allowed to do whatever he wants. Sometimes you got to put the book down,
expert.
Ryan.
No, the food expert. You have to point guard your business, Hawk.
No, you have to be a head coach. So you let the defensive coordinator run his defense.
But you let the OC run his offense.
And you're giving away 14 points in 2 minutes to a Tennessee offense that's anemic. Maybe you step in and tell the DC, hey, jackass. Sorry.
You got the kitchen. You got the bar. You got this. I hired the right people. Let me enjoy my thriving business. That's how businesses are run.
Well, chef's got a little too much power over there. I'm just saying.
I talked to Chef Jeff.
You know what I'm talking about.
I talked to Chef Jeff last night.
Yeah, he was there last night.
I think Hawk is 100% right about this, Crowder. I mean, listen, Chef, you know, whatever. But, I mean, what are we doing here? Like, you don't have nachos on the menu. They have a crispy falafel on the menu. I mean, come on. What are we doing there?
And it's like, hey, you give them the right. Oh, you want to put the crispy falafel on the menu? Knock yourself out. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to have nachos.
I don't want to. I'm not calling you fellas out. I love you guys. We had a good time last night. Mm. How many businesses do y'all run successfully?
Well, I mean, do you consider this radio show to be a business? Do you consider Solana's Miami Heat channel to be a business?
No. It depends. We have bosses.
Depends what
Ryan. Ryan has no bosses. Ryan is the boss, as you saw last night, because we all ran out on the tab. We can't run out on this tab.
That's what I'm telling you. Chef is the boss.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. There's the disconnect. That's the disconnect.
He delineated responsibility to smart people.
Delegated.
What does that delineated mean? It's a bunch of beef jerky in my tooth right now. I got to get out before I can think.
One big business owner telling you how to. Yeah.
Crowder, by the way, I'm not a businessman.
Of beef jerky in my.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man.
Man.
You don't run nothing, Jay-Z.
We have a $50 gift card to give away today to Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. We will do that before 6 o'clock. We've got another pair of tickets for Buckets and Bets to give away today. I mean, we got action, Jack. We got legit action. Got a Heat game tonight. Solana's very happy to be back at the Kaseya Center. Posted some creepy ass pictures on Facebook. I texted Cuno. I go, what do you think is happening here? Because these are the pictures he posted. He goes, happy to be back at the Kaseya Center tonight.
Solana, what are you wearing? Why you got a suit on? Have an empty arena. They got your booty poked out.
We got action, Jack. We got action.
What's that second picture? What is that picture called?
Cuno suggested he was taking a poop.
What are you like?
At Alex M. Solana on Instagram if you just want to see some swag. If you want to see a little swag, all right? At Alex M. Solana.
All right.
What is that there. Like? I'm back, fellas. Like, yeah, what is, like, what's your thought when you take that picture?
All right, let's get headlines here. Josh Chappelle's going to join us this hour. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. No, probably not. Who's it brought to you by? You pop that up on the chat again. I haven't updated the computer.
Third day of this, huh?
I know. I have this week all screwed up. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
All right, so I'll just run through your local headlines. Yesterday, the Panthers do beat the Predators. 4-1 was your final score. Canes Hoops did lose 97-60 to Duke last night.
That was crazy. 100? They almost put up 100 in two halves.
I saw a tweet. Now, I don't know if the men's Canes basketball team has to tweet a certain number of times during a game, but I don't know. Somebody hit a three, and they put up a tweet, and it was like the guy and a bullseye, and it was like, big three, so-and-so. And then it said the score, 72-12.
AJ from downtown, bullseye, second half, 8:47 left. It's a gif of the guy doing like the Cam Ward thing.
Yeah.
Duke 72, Miami 45.
I mean, what are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Is that Cam Gorby handling that account? What is he doing there?
You got to celebrate your wins.
That's not a win.
Celebrate your win.
But you know,
what does it say again?
That's an intern, Hawk, that like they tell him or her, you have to
if
post.
There's a big three.
You have to post, I don't know, 10 posts a game. So,
but is it sponsored? Like, is there a sponsor? Because that I could see if it was sponsored, you know, like, oh, a big three from Pizza Loft. You know what I mean? Like, but if there's no sponsor, what are you doing? What does it say again?
AJ from downtown with the bullseye emoji. Second half, 8:47, Miami 45, Duke 72.
Big comeback.
I mean, but what, like, are you really expecting likes on that?
Should I read the replies?
I was reading them last night. I was getting a kick out of it. I just like the one that's like, this ain't it.
So at that moment, second half, there's 8:47 remaining in the game. Duke has 72 points. What'd they end with? 97, right? That's what I said, 97. Yeah. So 97 minus 72 is 25. Duke, in the final 8 minutes and 47 seconds, almost scored more points than the Canes had through 20
at that point.
32 minutes of the game.
And they were throttling it back.
They pulled flag.
Yeah. He played 27 minutes.
Oh, how did he end? I didn't even look. Did he have any numbers?
16
he
points.
He didn't go crazy. The numbers aren't crazy, but he had some hellified like highlights.
Yeah.
He caught something off the rim. I watched the highlights. I didn't watch the whole game, but yeah, flag is a hell of a player.
Yeah. 16-6-5 in 27 minutes. It's like what he had when they played up in Duke. He played like around the same amount of minutes. He had like 17 points or something like that. Nothing crazy. Inter Miami, they beat Sporting KC 3-0 last night. Messi scored, Tadeo scored, and Suarez scored as well. So they're into the second round of the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
All right.
And Luca
Jimmy
finished.
Was watching it last night on his phone. At the
he had his phone out at the table there at Funky Buddha.
You know it.
He was all excited. Jimmy, we could talk about this later because I want to get to Appel, but Jimmy ordered a burger and fries, eats the entire burger, and then starts eating the fries.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And I've never understood people who do that. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. I don't get it. But he literally did not touch a fry till the burger was done, and then he starts on the fries.
And every fry was fully coated in ketchup. I was watching you, Jimmy. You put a half a gallon of ketchup on your plate. Bro, you need to, man, listen, watch them toes.
You do that with anything? Where you eat the meal and then the sides?
Yes. I would
really?
Do that, yeah.
So if you were having steak and a baked potato?
Yeah, I would do that.
You'd eat the steak and then the baked potato?
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, it's not interesting for me. Like, that's normal for me.
Well, you're a psychopath.
I guess
Jimmy,
I am.
You got a big back. You got a big backyard and a shovel.
Because I can't fathom a plate being set in front of me, big ass burger and a big plate of fries. And before I even dive into the burger, just grab a couple fries real quick.
Of course. But you're not going to let the burger sit there either.
Right.
Because that looks delicious. And then the fries look delicious. It's like, yeah, I don't know. We'll get to it later. I don't want to spend too much time on that. We'll get to it later.
I was sitting right across from Jimmy. He has some.
Last night.
He has, what they call it? Idiosyncrasies, what's some things called?
Yes, you nailed it. Idiosyncrasies. Yep, idiosyncrasies.
Little weird things Jimmy was doing last night. I took notes.
The password is idiosyncrasies.
Ito secrets.
Don't understand what's going on.
Luka had 19, 15, and 12 in that triple-double. Joined LeBron and Russell Westbrook as the only three players to record a triple-double versus all 30 NBA teams.
Got Oreosyncrasies. That's what you were looking for.
Your weather, sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. It's like 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us next. We can talk about last night. He was at Funky Buddha. I want to talk some Dolphins with him as well, some Panthers if you want. Also, Josh Appel next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Josh Appel is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I do want to remind everybody, again, we've got this really cool experience coming up where you can experience every upset and buzzer beater and heart-stopping moment. It's Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers, your friends, real-time betting action. We've got VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster right now, and you can get all the info at bucketsandbets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. This is going to be a great event. You can get all the info right now at bucketsandbets.com. Josh Appel, national play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA, joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Do you think, I'm going to go right into a Dolphins question here, even though we have a lot of stuff to talk about from last night at Funky Buddha. Do you think the Dolphins, Dave Hyde wrote a column today, we were talking about it. Dave Hyde wrote a column saying, hey, Dolphins need to trade Tyreek Hill. Or at least they need to start putting the feelers out there to see, hey, is there a market for Tyreek Hill? So yes or no?
I'm on the record on this show, on the morning show, as saying the Dolphins should absolutely explore that. They need more size outside. And Tyreek's been great. And I think you've, not that he's going to decline and become someone who's like unrecognizable, but I
well,
think
he was last year. He was pretty unrecognizable last year.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, but you still look at his numbers, and that's a pretty productive receiver, not by his standards. What I'm saying is the Dolphins have, I think, seen the ceiling of what they're going to get from Tyreek Hill. And here's where they are. And they're obviously not going to get what they gave up for him, but I think they should absolutely explore it 100%.
But to this conversation, Josh, do you think, because we've talked about this a lot, almost restructuring using different guys, if they weren't going to re-sign Javon Holland, maybe get some for him last year, whatever it was, but restructuring this more into a Commanders, Lions, Philly, like build out from the trenches, like almost because we're this track meet team. And we talked about it yesterday where like this 70-point game, we're still living on this 70-point Denver game. This track meet team, I don't know if we can be successful with everybody in the second level of the offense running a 4-2. It doesn't seem like it's working for long-term success.
I think it's pretty clear that after 3 years of trying it, we've seen the best of what that version looks like. Not that it's bad, but we know what the teams that make deep runs into the postseason look like, and we know how the builds are of the teams the Dolphins struggle against. So if that's what wins and you're not doing what wins, then yeah, like that's what they have to do. The problem is all their money is in other places, right? So they have to figure that part out about it. Like Detroit as an example, like obviously they were terrible for a really long time. And they have a lot of guys who are on team-friendly contracts, and those are going to come up soon. With the Bengals, they made the Super Bowl run, but now they're going through everybody being on huge, massive contracts. Obviously the Bills didn't lose much of a step, but had to get rid of Stephon Diggs. They don't have the room for that big money player really anymore there, or you know the type of bill that they had prior to that. So the cap might constrain the Dolphins from maybe going all in on that type of rebuild, but like part of that absolutely has to be addressed in some manner.
I was finding it interesting yesterday. So, you know, the combine's going on and Mike McDaniel spoke with the media and we were playing clips. And I do find it kind of interesting that you have a reaction to Mike McDaniel, listeners, texters, ourselves, year one, and then year two, and then year three, and now going into year four. And we all are having very different reactions to him than we had at the beginning. And so obviously they're at some sort of inflection point. I think we're not the only people, like we're not living in a vacuum. Chris Perkins wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel that said Mike McDaniel needs a miracle to save his job after this season. And his point was the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, kind of needed a miracle, and he got it, won a Super Bowl. And Perk was saying, all Mike McDaniel needs is to win a playoff game. And so let's assume that's what he needs to keep his job, because it would be very tough to fire him if they won a playoff game next season.
Yep.
So if that's what he needs, my question to you is, are they closer to being a team that wins a playoff game than they are to being a team that doesn't win a playoff game? Because I think they are.
It's so depressing that, like, the miracle he needs is to win a playoff game. It's not going on a Super Bowl run. Yeah. It's win a single playoff game. Yeah, I mean, clearly it's reached an inflection point here. I think we all know going in, I don't know if hot seat is the right term, because I don't think they're going to fire a midseason unless it's a real disaster. Are they close? I feel like they're just kind of in the same spot going into this year.
The same spot as last year, or the same spot as the year prior? Because I think last year was the aberration. This is the conflict that Solana and me and Crowder have, is I feel like last year was an aberration, that year two was more representative of who that team is going forward.
Yeah, and then they fell apart at the end because everybody got hurt.
Right.
But I felt going into this past season that they got better in at least a corner with Kendall, with the Fuller that they brought in. I thought he was better than Xavier Howard, who that version of X obviously didn't end up anywhere in the league last year. You know, that guy can't play in the league anymore. Hot take. So I thought, generally speaking, despite losing Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt and guys like that, that generally speaking, I was one of the people that picked them to finish ahead of Buffalo, and I was dismissing the Jets. And hey, we were right about that one, at least. Yeah, I just kind of feel like they're in the same spot. I'll be interested to see how they address losing hot. Like, they're replacing both safeties. I think we can all agree, and they're also replacing
feel that way.
And then they're replacing the corner opposite again of Jalen Ramsey. So they've got some holes they got to fill. And, you know, I'm surprised this show done the would you trade Tua for Matthew Stafford hypothetical yet? Because no, I was thinking about it today.
We did. Would you rather have Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, and Mike McDaniel, or Stephen Ross, Nick Sirianni, and Howie Roseman?
I want to answer.
I mean, I was thinking about it today. If the Rams would do it, I would do that in a second.
Stop it.
What do you mean, stop? Well,
No. I'm with you. Matt Stafford, like, it's almost the KD thing. Would you want to take an old Kevin Durant for a couple years? Would you take an old Matt Stafford for a couple years?
Crowder.
I mean, Stafford nearly beat Philadelphia on the road.
Almost beat Philly, the Super Bowl champion.
Are you guys forgetting how long we've looked for a quarterback since Dan Marino? Tua could be your quarterback for the next 10 years.
And Tua is a top 12 guy. Matt Stafford is a monster.
I love Tua. Like, I've said it plenty. I've defended him plenty.
Who's better? Let's not do it. I think Matt Stafford
right
is better
now,
than Tua.
Matt Stafford.
I'm taking Matt Stafford. If I can get a good 2 years out of Matt Stafford here, like, yeah, I'm doing that. Because honestly, like, the things that
Tua hasn't been the problem.
I don't disagree, but his shortcomings, which he still does have, like, Stafford's durable. Stafford's can play.
But how old is he now? You can't be durable into your late 30s.
He's more durable than Tua.
How old is he? How old is Matt Stafford?
I don't know how Matt Stafford is, but Matt Stafford is more durable than Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa
has been, yes.
37.
If an acorn falls
37?
Off, if an acorn
37?
If an acorn falls off a tree and hit Tua's in the head, he misses a month of football.
Stop. He's 37. You're not giving up Tua for 37-year-old Matt Stafford.
Listen,
stop it.
Listen.
He's spry, though.
You're riding Tua, this Tua thing for two more years at least, right? And then they have a chance to reevaluate there. Would you rather go, if all things equal, would you rather go the next 2 years with Tua or the next 2 years with Stafford, and then Stafford retires at 38, 39, whatever it is going to be? Like, the 2 years coming up, Stafford or Tua? Because you may end up losing Tua after 2 years anyways if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, but if it does go well, which I believe that there's a very good chance that it does, you've got your quarterback, the guy you've been waiting for forever.
Well, what's the definition of going well? Because I feel like for him, it has gone well under Mike McDaniel, and they haven't won anything.
Right. I mean, he needs to stay healthy, first of all. He needs to stay healthy. They need to have a good offensive line to protect him. And I'm high on the team. No one else is. I'm high on the team.
I'm not down on them, but like, I'm not like, I've learned.
Not down
I'm
on not, them. You want to trade the quarterback.
I'm not. Hold on. That's a hypothetical, number one. Number two, I'm going to catch myself from doing the, this is the year they're going to finish ahead of Buffalo. Like, I'm going to wear egg on my face for the third straight year. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay. And we're doing hypotheticals. Hawking, you brought it up. We did it earlier in the show. Is Howie Roseman a better GM than Chris Greer?
Yeah.
is Nick Sirianni, Super Bowl winner Nick Sirianni, a better head coach than Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
So I don't think this is a question, would you take them over them?
Well, yes, I wasn't being serious there. Wait, yeah, I mean, they can have the stadium as well.
Yes.
I just wanted Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel to know that I've got their back in any situation.
Well, if they're listening, I'm sure they're thrilled to hear that.
Yes, they're better.
I'm envisioning Greer and McDaniel at St. Elmo's listening on the Odyssey app at a table in the back. Hawk said, hey, Mike, Hawk said.
I thought it was cocktail shrimp, Hawk. That's what Solana calls it, cocktail shrimp.
Appel, when we're saying, hey, Tua for the next 2 years because of the contract, right?
Yeah.
The reality is there's one more year to make this work. Period, end of story. It's this upcoming season. Because if it doesn't work this upcoming season, then all bets are off. Everybody could be losing their job, and the Dolphins are going to want to move on from Tua, in my opinion, if it's not going to be with McDaniel. If we're looking at a one-year sample size now, moving forward of this has to work, then why trade Tyreek Hill? Why not buy into what they've bought into for the past 3 years, which is this core? This is the core that's going to go win it, because if they don't, aren't they admitting, hey, we made mistakes along the way? We were wrong about the core that we invested money into a season ago. That's why I'm not buying into them trading Tyreek Hill. And trust me, I would take Stafford in a second, but I'm not buying into that even coming across Greer's mind, because the reality is they have one more year as the decision makers to say, we did this correctly. We've just had some bumps along the road.
I should, again, clarify, that was a pure hypothetical that I was thinking about today, that there is no report that the Dolphins are considering a Matthew Stafford deal. I just thought of it because I think it's a good question at this point in Stafford's career and at this point where Tua is. So, Anna, I think you have a good point, but I don't know. I feel like Tyreek's an interesting case because I feel like a lot of the issues that they were dealing with off the field, not necessarily just with his actual like arrest or detainment before the first game, but some of the antics in general, I don't know if, you know, given the production of last year, if that they feel it's worth it for another year. But I'm not fully like all in on trading him. I just think it's something they should explore.
Appel, I got to, because your wonderful wife was there last night at Funky Buddha.
Yes, she was.
Mara, and I like her way more than I like you.
Agreed.
Mara, I don't know how to say people's names. I just do letters, and there's no N-yays over these letters. I need accents to know where the hyphens are.
No N-yays.
I'll let her know.
But she encouraged me to get a flight. She was like, why are you drinking a single beer? Get five beers. And I was like, God, this is my type of lady. So love your wife. She's an amazing person. Huck, what is when is newlywed not used anymore? Because I called them, I called Josh and his wife newlyweds because they've been married like 18 months or something. And they were like, no, we're not newlywed. I was like, y'all are newlyweds. I've been married 13 years. Hawk's been 30 years. Like, y'all are newlyweds, bro.
We got married. Our anniversary is next week. We've been married 2 years next week.
That's newlyweds.
Yeah. Newlyweds is like 3 months.
This is like saying Happy New Year on January 17th.
Yeah.
Newlyweds is 3 months?
Yeah. I mean, they were the newlywed. I mean,
what is newly? If you're going to be married for 50 years, newly is 10 years of 50. Y'all are babies.
I think within the first year, that's newlyweds. Within the first year.
Yeah. Oh, they jumped on me last night, Hawk, when I was like, y'all are newlyweds. And both of them were newlyweds. No, we're newlyweds. No.
Well, let's talk about something that's important from last night. The Hawk shows. What did you think, Josh? Because it was a nacho platter that, for whatever reason, Funky Buddha has resisted putting on their menu. These were homemade nacho chips, and it was kind of Philly cheesesteak style.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Cheese Whiz by my suggestion, and a very good cut of meat. And it had pickled jalapenos, which I love, the enye in the jalapeno.
I like
what did you think of the Hawkchos?
Well, they were a hit because the entire watch party was eating the Hawkchos last night. There must have been four orders of them for the entire watch party that we were eating them all together. No,
admittedly, I may have ordered a bunch for our table just to juice the numbers a little bit.
Listen, you guys have made fun of my let's say less than advanced palate.
Eating picadillos, I like to call them.
I've recently added, mustard to my burgers, onions to things, things like
mustard on a burger. Yes. What a terrible addition to a burger.
just bear with me, because I used to think I ate a plain ketchup only. So we're taking.
That's how I love a burger. I love a burger with ketchup.
I don't eat a lot of things with things on them, right? Mm-hmm. I would be happy if it was just the chips and the meat, and I'd be good. I really enjoyed the Hawkchos at Funky Buddha last night.
They happened to be really good. Yeah, they happened to be good. I'm not even making that up. Speaking of the eating a burger, Jimmy yesterday, I don't know if you noticed this, eats the entire burger and then starts with the fries.
Yeah, bizarre.
Bizarre, right? And I asked him, Jimmy, right, correct? I said, if you had a steak and a baked potato, would you finish the steak and then start the baked potato? And Jimmy, what'd you say?
The steak first.
And then the baked potato.
Yeah.
Like he eats one part of the meal at a time. Could you ever?
No, there's a ratio to this. You take one or two bites of the burger or one or two bites of the entree. Then you take two or three fries in your hand. Maybe you dip a second time in a row for the fries. You maybe take a sip of your drink, whether it's a Coke or a
because wouldn't you be beers. Thinking of the fries the entire time you're eating the burger? You'd constantly be thinking about the fries, but they're right there. No one's stopping you from eating them except yourself.
Yeah, that's a totally bizarre move by Jimmy. Not as bizarre as his flight of different flavors of Coke that he got to the table.
All night, Hawk.
How about another my Aperol Spritz? How about Cola. My Aperol Spritz?
I hate how y'all order drinks. I hate your drink
delightful.
Orders.
Who doesn't like a order of Yucatats, some Hawkchos, and a nice Aperol Spritz?
Hawkchos definitely better than the bison wings. I'll tell you that much.
Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Follow him on Twitter at Josh Appel. Thank you, Joshua.
Hey, wow. Joshua.
And it was a pleasure seeing you last night, and I'll see you tonight. We're having dinner with Zach Gelb tonight.
No, y'all going to Hooters?
If you're coming, we'll go to Hooters. If you're not coming, we're going to Maggie McFly's.
I don't know about Maggie McFly's.
If you're coming, we'll go to Hooters.
What time y'all eating?
7 o'clock in Boca.
I eat early.
I'll see you at Maggie McFly's tonight.
Can't wait.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You sound like you're from London, eh?
Hawk and Crowder.